Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be mainly sunny today. We'll have a high near 70. 62 degrees right now in Kenosha, 60 in Burlington, Milwaukee 60, and it is 61 in Racine. A death investigation underway by Racine Police happened early this morning. A report of a man down, bleeding from the head, also not breathing, found outside of a building in the 800 block of South Main Street. Fire rescue personnel were on their way to the scene as a police officer contacted dispatch to get in touch with the medical examiner. The victim believed to be around the mid-40s. The investigation included looking around that immediate area for any indication of what might have occurred. Officers also making inquiry about security video, any of it in that area, including the county jail complex. In Fond du Lac County, the district attorney there, Eric Tony, says he wants to put Kenosha Dennis Brantner on trial again for the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck after this week's hung jury decision. Tony says his staff is now re-reviewing records and preparing toward a second trial. The 62-year-old Brantner, arrested last year for the murder of the 18-year-old Beck based on DNA and a match in fingerprints in Beck's vehicle. Second time it's happened this year. Your mini sweet shop on South Memorial Drive in Racine held up at gunpoint. It happened Wednesday night.
At about 9 o'clock, three men walked into the business. One pulled out a gun and ordered the clerk to hand over money. They took the man's wallet and money clip, plus an undetermined amount of money from the register and items from the store. The men were gone by the time Racine police officers arrived. In early January, the store was robbed by a single gunman. 27-year-old Nikendrick Jackson, who lives across the street, has been charged with that holdup. He's currently in the county jail awaiting trial, which is scheduled to begin in October. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, the situation involving that search for the 20,000 pounds of cheese, it is still ongoing. The cheese stolen out of Oak Creek in an unmarked white semi-trailer. Driver said it was taken sometime between 11:30 or so Wednesday night and 2 o'clock Thursday morning. The trailer in a parking lot for a business. Cheese was being hauled from U.S. Foods in Green Bay to the Newark, New Jersey area. It's worth well over $46,000. Kenosha's Best Western Harborside Hotel has lost its status, at least temporarily, as Best Western International. The hotel dropped from Best Western's reservations website. Company putting out a statement that says they will not be able to regain the Best Western label until it complies with city building and fire codes. The hotel ordered closed this week by the fire department, forcing guests to find another place to stay. Racine's fire department called out just before 6 this morning to the Azarian Marina on Water Street. The report was there was a dock on fire with smoke and flames observed. The battalion chief reported it was only a small fire, a small dock, and no boats were nearby, and it could be handled by just one engine. That fire might be related, according to initial reports, some fireworks. Some 3,300 We Energies customers in western and southwest Racine and parts of Mount Pleasant lost power for about 40 minutes yesterday. There was an underground cable failure. Power went out at about 10:30 in the morning, all but about 40 customers back by just after 11 o'clock, and all but one by 12:30. That single customer without the power was the Kmart warehouse site. 37 Noodles & Company restaurants in Wisconsin, including locations in Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and Oak Creek, they're among those nationwide affected by a data breach. Company officials saying the breach was discovered last month. Customers who use their credit or debit cards at the restaurants need to check on their statements to see if the information might have been stolen. The breach affecting sales from January 31st to June the 2nd. There's more information about the breach and the stores affected on their webpage, noodles.com/security. And if you had trouble accessing your Google Calendar on Thursday, you were not alone, according to reporter John Stolness.
Google officials say outages with Google Calendar should be fixed soon after getting widespread reports of outages. Many users had been seeing a server error when they tried to open the popular app. The company later said service had been restored for some users, and a fix for all users should be ready in the near future. Some users took to social media to voice their frustration, with one tweeting, "Google Calendar going down was like a snow day for adults."
The Kenosha Area Business Alliance and Downtown Kenosha Incorporated have been partners for the past few years, but now comes word from CABA the DKI will be OIO on its own. 3 years ago, according to the Kenosha News, the city, CABA, the Chamber of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Lakeshore Business Improvement, they all agreed to fund the activities of the Downtown Kenosha Incorporated Group. The executive director telling the paper, "We're looking at what the future partnership will be and how it's going to work." Uptown Racine Veterans Housing Project, then some old industrial buildings, 14th to 16th Streets by the tracks. That's starting to start to come to life soon. Some lingering approvals, though, included the required certified survey map. At the City Plan Commission meeting, Assistant Planner Matt Sadowski noted that CSM consolidates all the properties involved, as well as the 15th Street right-of-way that's being vacated for this project.
There will be a public hearing for the vacation at the next council meeting next week, but it's well along in the process, and so the certified survey map is incorporating that area.
He noted some conditions connected to the survey map's approval include back taxes. The project itself to renovate and create 74 residential units with those historic buildings to emphasize veterans housing, given previous approval by the council. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is changing the schedule for his monthly listening sessions the rest of the year. Instead of meeting with county folks on the first Wednesday of the month, those sessions will now be held on the second Wednesday. And there's been a change in the order of municipalities to host the sessions. The next gathering will be Wednesday, July the 13th in the Village of Caledonia at the Eastside Community Center from 4 to 6 p.m. The session in August, that'll be in Union Grove. Racine County's Youth and Governance Program, meanwhile, allowing select high school students to participate in the county government process to a point, still relatively new, but is showing great promise in developing leaders for the future. Supervisor Monty Osterman telling his colleagues this week about the recent tour of county operations for the new group of YIG members and how they found it to be rather eye-opening.
It made a huge impression upon them. To where, you know, they even stated, you know, we need to think about how important it is to work in government. It was one of the best tours we've had. It was very, it worked well. It was very impressionable.
Meanwhile, Osterman jokingly noted one of the students even managed to eat the entire meal served in the jail. The only one, he said. He thanked his colleagues for their support in youth and governance, saying the results we're seeing are just far exceeding our expectations. Well, you got the 4th Fest Parade coming up for Monday morning. Rolls out at 9 o'clock along Main Street from the zoo south through downtown, then heading west on 14th Street to its conclusion by the S.C. Johnson Complex. On WRJN's Community Conversations, 4th Fest President Jake Lovedahl says the 80th version, it's going to be great.
And the weather's looking like it's going to be cooperative this year. We've got 124 entries, so that's a good number for us. Marching bands, two coming from Oregon, Wisconsin, that are new to us this year. We're really excited and looking forward to seeing them there.
And of course, Monday night, the annual fireworks show on Racine's lakefront from Jay Santacola's Melrose Pyrotechnics, choreographed with patriotic music on WRJN.
It's turned over to a show designer, one of our programmers, and they literally laid the fireworks to the music. Probably from start to finish, from the time we contacted and worked with the city and 4th Fest, probably early February, so about 5 months.
The 4th Fest parade Monday morning, the fireworks display Monday night to be viewed by thousands. The parade itself, of course, listed as one of the largest in the entire Midwest. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. You can go to WRJN.com and find them in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News. 7-